The Great Barrington, Massachusetts Select Board meets again tonight. The September 17th meeting began with an executive session in which the Select Board and the Zoning Board retired to separate chambers at Town Hall to discuss ongoing litigation with the owners of 11 Roger Road. The trucking business owned by Gary and Kristen O'Brien, just north of Great Barrington Center, has been at odds with both the town and its residential neighbors for years. After a failed attempt from the Select Board to finish the standoff over the property at a special town meeting in August by buying the land, the conflict continues in the courts. Tonight's meeting is also set to begin with another executive session on the matter.
I have a couple of things to update everybody on in terms of construction projects.
That's Great Barrington Town Manager Jennifer Tabakin, who detailed the projects underway to make structural improvements to the town of about 7,000.
This past week, there was the bid opening for the 25-ton rooftop-mounted AC unit at the library, Pittsfield Piper was the low bidder at $51,398. $8, and there's a 6 to 8 week lead time on the unit, and so that project is moving forward.
From rooftops, the town's construction projects move to the subterranean.
We'll begin to replace approximately 150 feet of sewer line of Castle Hill Avenue in the next 2 weeks. An inspection of this line showed that several places where the clay tile line has collapsed. This project is about $12,000.
Joe Wilkinson Excavating of Sheffield will be carrying out the work.
Marking Inc. has begun the annual line painting work. This has been delayed due to weather, but completion is expected in the next 10 days. And Markings was the low bidder on the Berkshire County bid. The cost is $25,000.
Tabakin said the Select Board is still waiting to hear from MassDOT concerning painting the town's crosswalks. She also said a project approved by town voters at the 2017 town meeting had been finished.
The town hall roof and repair is complete, and except for two punch list items. So as you can see, the town hall around the surrounding areas is nice and clean. And we were pleased with the work they did, and that progressed pretty well and on schedule. So that was good news.
Cape Works Roofing of Westport was the contractor behind the repairs to the historic building, which was constructed in 1874 and had suffered from water damage due to leaking caused by what the town described as, quote, inferior plaster. $150,000 of the $237,000 total cost came from the town's Community Preservation Act, with the remaining $87,000 from town funds. Tabakin provided an update on a project town officials had told WAMC they hoped would begin in August.
Notice to proceed has been given to Northern Construction for work on Bridge Street, School Street, Church Street, and Railroad Street. This contract is for $2.1 million. $1.9 million came for the Mass Works grant, and $200,000 came from town funds and the prior year Chapter 90.
Tabakin said that meetings with contractors for the downtown construction had occurred and that schedules would be made available soon. After an update on the town's Knob Hill drainage project, Pittsfield's Maximilian Construction won with a low bid of just under $300,000, with work expected to finish in November, the town manager revealed a major step forward for a project with significant implications for downtown Great Barrington.
MassDOT, so big news is MassDOT's Project Review Committee has approved the initial application for $6.9 million to rebuild South Main Street from St. James to the Senior Center.
The town wants to invest in sidewalks along the street to, quote, make the area walkable along the north-south corridor.
This is the first step to be eligible on the transportation improvement funds, which takes several years to get that planning process through. But this is an extremely positive step.
The Massachusetts State Transportation Improvement Program is a collaboration between the Commonwealth's Department of Transportation and a variety of state agencies that focus on highway and transit projects. Tonight's Great Barrington Select Board meeting is scheduled for 7 in Town Hall, following a 6:30 executive session with the Zoning Board. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.